5 years ago, NBC held on to the up-and-coming talk show host Conan O'Brien by promising him the plum spot as host of The Tonight Show to start May 2009. As that day approached, though, it became clear that the current host, Jay Leno, wants to continue, if not at NBC, somewhere else, like ABC or Fox. And he's the ratings leader in his time slot. Well, Bill Carter, The New York Times, reported yesterday that NBC solved its problem by signing Jay Leno as the host of a new one-hour show that will be very much like the current Tonight Show to run 5 nights a week from 10 to 11. The decision fascinates in part because of the personalities involved and in part because of what it says about the television business these days. Bill Carter is a television reporter for The New York Times, and he joins us by phone from his office in New York. Nice to have you on the program today.
Well, nice to be with you.
And, well, first of all, Jay Leno, a very hot property in NBC, clearly wanted to hang on to him.
Well, that was, I think, the driving force. Not only hanging on to him, but making sure he didn't go across the street to ABC, where he would compete with the NBC's late-night franchise, which is an enormous profit center for them and source of pride for them. And they didn't want to take the chance that Jay would be, you know, just as strong as he is on NBC if he moved to ABC.
Nevertheless, this does seem to leave Conan O'Brien in an awkward spot.
Well, it's funny because I do see that it is awkward for him. I think the Conan people have been telling me they like it. I mean, it's better, I think, than if they had to compete with Jay, certainly. But he's still following Jay in a weird way. He doesn't get the kind of the free shot that you think he was going to get when he was going to graduate to The Tonight Show. You know, his show is going to start in June and have a few months on the air, and then Jay's going to come on. So the excitement about Conan taking over The Tonight Show is undercut a bit, I think, by this announcement.
And the fact is, it's been pointed out by several people, if you're the star of the new James Bond movie that's coming out, are you going to book yourself on Jay Leno at 10 o'clock when many more people are watching TV, or on Conan O'Brien at 11:30?
That clearly is something that is going to be interesting, because Conan right now is in that position here in New York. Letterman gets the first crack at the guests who come to New York, he gets a second crack. It's likely to be the same way in L.A., and that's certainly not the tradition of The Tonight Show.
And he, of course, is going to move to Los Angeles, or at least we think he's going to move to Los Angeles to do The Tonight Show, but the person who's throwing hats in the air, maybe, is David Letterman.
Well, I think Letterman has to look at it as a positive, because it's not going to be a three-way split anymore at 11:30, and you know, Jay being out of there gives him a chance to win. He may think Conan is a little bit easier to beat. But if he doesn't do it, that isn't good for him either.
And what does this tell us, the move at 10 o'clock? This replaces, dramas. Well, we just had Sam Waterston on the show, like Law and Order. What does this tell us about the television industry these days?
Well, it tells you that they're looking for ways to save a lot of money. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about maybe they're going to drop Friday night and not program Friday night anymore. So this is a play to get, you know, fewer hours you have to worry about, let's say, with the scripted or reality programming in primetime. They only have to do 8 to 10, which is the model that Fox has. Essentially, they've gone to the Fox model on weeknights, because Jay will fill the other 5 hours, and they won't have to spend money on those extremely expensive dramas. In fact, the way I calculate it, it's one-tenth the expense. So that's why NBC is saying they don't need a huge rating for this to be a financial bonanza for them.
So even if the Jay Leno show at 10 o'clock, whatever they're going to call it, gets lower ratings than whatever was there before, because it costs so much less to produce than scripted TV dramas, they'll still make more money.
That's for sure true. They will make more money, because they'll save money not just on spending those dramas, but they won't have to develop as many shows. There's a lot of cost savings in it. Now, that said, I don't think they can afford to have the show go on and crater on them and not do well, because then their late local news gets affected, and then Conan gets affected because he doesn't have a lead in. So there is a big downside if it doesn't work. This is a bit of a gamble.
And this is Jeff Zucker, who's over at NBC, and well, he's been having problems with his primetime schedule for quite some time.
He has, and NBC really hasn't been successful in most of the past decade. And, you know, they just keep flailing. They're not adding new shows. They're just not doing it on a consistent basis. But I think this is the kind of play that certainly it looks like a brilliant move from a business point of view, because if it does work, boy, it saves them a gargantuan amount of money. I just think he didn't have a lot of option, though. It wasn't like he did this only because he was looking to save money. He needed to make a play to keep Leno and keep him off ABC, because it was, I would say, a virtual guarantee that Jay was going to sign with ABC.
Another thing that's different is, of course, those TV dramas like Law and Order. What do they produce? 22, 24 new episodes every year. I think I read in your article Jay Leno signed on to do, he'll get some time off, but not a lot.
Much. Not much. If you offer Jay to do 52 weeks a year, he would do it, believe me. He actually made that offer to NBC at one point. So he'll do 46 to 48 weeks, so they'll get that many more original weeks out of it. That's a big advantage, and that does make up for a lower rating, because in June, July, and August, when all the other networks are doing repeats of those shows, he's going to be original still, and that will be an advantage. You have to sort of calculate the big picture of it. You know, what's going to be the upside and what's going to be the downside? And I think for NBC, they're very excited about it because they think the television has to change anyway, and this is a big step in that direction.
We're talking with Bill Carter, the television reporter for The New York Times, and Ann is on the line. Ann calling us from Walnut Creek in California.
Hi. Well, I just started watching TV again after not having watched for 7 years because I wanted to watch the political conventions, and I'm very politically interested. I really think that this is related to Jay Leno's interest and concern about the lack of informedness in the country, you know, his man-on-the-street interviews and so forth. And I think it probably ties in with the rising popularity of the MSNBC news programs, Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow, that are doing harm to the Fox broadcasting, thank God. So, you know, I think it could be a good thing. I hope it won't hurt the MSNBC programming in any way.
Well, it would be on after Olbermann and Maddow were off. But I wonder, this whole news talk, this whole new approach to television that we've seen on Fox, and obviously from a different partisan point of view on MSNBC, but do you think this is at all part of that, Bill Carter?
Well, I think there's an overall aspect of this that yes, particularly live programming with information or topical subjects is clearly hot right now. I mean, you know, one of the things that clearly influenced NBC was when they did Saturday Night Live specials during the election in primetime. They did spectacularly well because the audience was very, very engaged. You have to wonder long-term when there's not an election whether that sustains. But as a format, this makes sense right now because you're not just saving money, but it is a format that is sort of DVR proof in a way. It's anew every night, so you're not going to record these shows really as much as you do with scripted programs. So presumably advertisers will want to be on this show because it is live and you're watching it, you know, as it happens, as it's being broadcast, and therefore the commercials will be seen.
Thanks very much for the call, Ann.
Thank you.
And our writers and actors who perform in those scripted TV shows, I guess they're the losers.
Well, there are going to be fewer of them on the networks. I think what you're going to see, though, is that the cable networks that have gone much more seriously into drama in the last 4 or 5 years with great success, I think they'll now target 10 o'clock at night as an opportunity. In fact, I know NBC itself will with its USA network. They think they'll gain on that side because people who are drama fans might gravitate to their dramas as opposed to the ones on the other two networks.
And TNT, another network that does a lot of drama as well, things like Saving Grace, those shows presumably produce for less money than for network television.
Yes, and on a better business model because they have a subscription source as well as advertising. So for NBC, if that were to be the case, USA Network's ratings gained, that would be another benefit for the company. It may not benefit necessarily their late-night franchise, though, if Jay doesn't produce the lead-in that a drama show would.
And what do you hear now from people at ABC who were, they have a Nightline still on in the 11:30 hour, but they were thought to be going very heavily after Jay Leno and maybe holding that show on as a placeholder until they might be able to get him?
Well, there was a great relief, let me tell you, at ABC News when this news broke. They knew that if Jay Leno was assigned, that Nightline would not be on 11:30 anymore. That was a given. And believe me, that was close to happening. If this had not occurred, I can pretty much guarantee he was going to go to ABC. So Nightline is saved by this.
Nightline is saved by this,
yes.
But ABC would not consider developing another property to compete in the talk show festivities?
I'm sure they would, but they'd have to find the right star, and they've been trying to develop Jimmy Kimmel at 12 o'clock, and he's done better, but I don't think they think he's ready yet to move to 11:30, and starting a new star, I think, makes almost no sense. So the option they would have would be to maybe go after Jon Stewart when his contract came available, but I think he's signed up for quite a while. So I don't think they have an option. In the near term, Nightline is going to be their 11:30 show.
And for Fox TV, they were also seen as a possible competitor for Jay Leno.
They definitely will. I think they'll look at this and think they should get in the game, because if they could get a star at 11, their show would start at 11, because that's when their late news ends. And they, so they could bridge the start of both Conan and Letterman. And if they got the right star, I think they feel that those guys are more vulnerable than Jay was. So I would look for them to maybe try to find a start and get in this game.
So this has turned over a lot of excitement in the television business.
Enormous amount. And I give Zucker credit because, you know, this is a master stroke of strategy. I don't know if it's going to work, but it certainly speaks to all the problems that are going on in television. It addresses a lot of the advertising problems, and it saves him from what was really a wrenching decision. I mean, 5 years ago, he put Conan, you know, out there as the new Tonight Show host and guaranteed that, and a lot of people thought he was nuts because Jay would, you know, was still the number one guy, and there was a lot of stories that, oh, he'll eventually have to dump Conan and give it to Jay anyway, which would have cost them $45 million penalty fee. But so he got the 5 years, though, of retaining both guys. An enormous amount of ad revenue came in during those 5 years, and now he's kept Jay anyway. So you have to consider it a coup for him.
Bill Carter, thanks very much. Congratulations on the story.
Thanks a lot.
Bill Carter, a television reporter for The New York Times, with us by phone from his office in New York. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.